Cody had a lot of scars. Most clones did, so he never gave them much thought. He said they were simply a part of life. Obi-Wan understood that. Most Jedi had scars, too. Obi-Wan himself certainly did. Training accidents, missions, a life like theirs had its dangers. But Obi-Wan also understood something else. Each of those scars was something Cody survived. Each of those scars was something Cody survived that brought them to this moment, right here. And Obi-Wan was so very grateful that Cody was there with him. He traced gentle fingers over the scar in Cody's thigh. Judging by the scar, the wound had cut deep. Training accident. Training accident, Cody murmured. There was a test we weren't aware of involved in the simulation. We needed to be able to tell live ordnance from the training ones. One of the others failed that part. None of us walked out of that one without injury. Stories like that made Obi-Wan glad he wasn't the one stationed on Kamino. Who knew how many incidents he would start over such things? Pushing away those thoughts, Obi-Wan leaned down and pressed a kiss to the scar. He moved on to the next scar, one on Cody's hip that curled up towards his side. One of my first battles, when I was still with General Windu, Cody said quietly, was helping an injured trooper get to the medics. Took a hit that cracked my armor. But since we both survived, I considered it a win. Obi-Wan stroked the scar gently. I'm glad to hear that, he replied. He placed several kisses along the scar, tracing its path up Cody's body. A soft sigh escaped Cody's lips. Obi-Wan, he murmured. After pressing another kiss to the top of the scar, Obi-Wan sat up. Yes, darling, he asked. Cody tilted his head to the side. They're just scars, he said. Running his thumb along a scar in the middle of Cody's sternum, Obi-Wan shook his head. They are a part of you, he disagreed. Part of your story. They make you who you are. A myriad of emotions swirled in Cody's deep golden eyes. I suppose I never looked at it that way, he finally settled on. Leaning forward, Obi-Wan pressed a kiss to the scar on Cody's sternum and stretched to place a kiss on Cody's lips. That's all right, he assured. Pulling back, Obi-Wan returned to his self-appointed task of worshipping every inch of Cody's skin. His fingers traced every scar as if he needed to commit them to memory. Then his lips brushed each as if offering an apology for the pain they represented. Obi-Wan's heart ached at how many scars there were, especially considering how short a life Cody had lived so far. He wished his beloved Cody could have known a kinder life, but he could never regret knowing him. Obi-Wan, Cody said softly. Gently stroking Cody's hip, Obi-Wan waited for him to continue. As he struggled to find the right words, Obi-Wan just smiled gently at him. It's all right if you're feeling things you can't put into words, he soothed. Cody swallowed hard, but nodded. I've never felt like this before, Cody admitted. The way you're touching me. I feel like I'm being worshipped. I'm just a clone. A soldier, like every other that Kamino produced. This is so beyond anything I ever expected. Obi-Wan's heart ached anew with those words. Cody deserved better. All the clones deserved better. They were so good and kind and loyal. They deserved better than the Kaminoans and the Republic had given them. Obi-Wan settled over Cody and took his lips in a tender kiss. That's exactly how I want this to feel, Obi-Wan replied softly. I want you to feel how much I love and cherish you. Cody shuddered at the words. Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan pressed their foreheads together. It's all right, darling, he assured. It's all right. He stayed there like that, keeping their foreheads together until Cody calmed again. I love you, Obi-Wan said, as he brushed his lips across the scar on Cody's face. Cody's eyes fluttered closed as Obi-Wan kissed along the distinctive scar. I love every part of you, Obi-Wan whispered into Cody's skin. Every single inch of you. Blindfolded in a room with 1,000 clones, I'd know you and seek you out. I wish you had the force so you could feel it the way I do. You are remarkable, darling. Absolutely remarkable. And you deserve to hear it. Cody's breath hitched. I love you too, he replied. So much. Obi-Wan smiled and pressed another kiss to Cody's lips. I wouldn't wish to face this war without you, he said. And I look forward to the day it ends. And I look forward to the day it ends so that we may experience peace together too. Smiling, Cody replied, me too. It was rare for either of them to speak about after. Doing so always seemed like a good way to jinx themselves. But in this moment, in the quiet of Obi-Wan's quarters, in the little cocoon of safety and intimacy and warmth they had created, it seemed appropriate. Eventually, Obi-Wan rolled off of Cody and onto the bunk. Cody then turned so he could tuck himself into Obi-Wan's side. Obi-Wan didn't hesitate to wrap an arm around Cody and run a soothing hand down his strong back. For several long moments, silence descended. Then Cody spoke. People call Kamino our home, he started slowly. But it isn't. Not in the way most people mean a home. It's where we were decanted, it's where we grew up. But it's also where we lost brothers who weren't good enough. Where we saw brothers reconditioned for not towing the line enough. The only warmth we had was each other. Home isn't Kamino, and it never was. Home was my brothers, the others that I trained with. The Negotiator is more my home than Kamino ever was. He swallowed hard and curled just a little tighter against Obi-Wan. But even the ship isn't really my home. You are. You feel like home. This feels like home, like everything that's supposed to be. I don't care what happens after the war, as long as I'm with you. Because as long as I am, I'm home. Obi-Wan had earned the nickname the Negotiator. But for once, he was stunned silent. He tightened his hold on Cody and just breathed for several heartbeats. The temple has always been home, he replied quietly. But since the war began, any time I'm back there and you aren't with me, it feels like something is missing. Like you're missing, and without you, I'm not really at home either. You feel like home to me too, darling. I never expected it. Never expected you. But I'm so incredibly grateful to have you in my life. Cody pressed a kiss to Obi-Wan's chest, right over his heart. What a pair we make, he murmured. Obi-Wan laughed and brushed a kiss across Cody's forehead. Indeed, darling. Indeed.